So I want you for a second to think, sending off your 13-year-old alone on a plane to come here to stay with a family member that perhaps that they've never met. But you have to make that decision because you feel as a mother that is your only way out. And when I got on that plane, the reason why my mom made that decision is because I had two brothers who were murdered in Haiti. They were murdered. So one day she got up, she prayed. I have a praying mother. She made a decision to send me here based on faith. When I came here, at the age of 13, I stayed with an uncle for 30 days. And I remember clearly it was August 7th, my birthday. I have a sister who lives in the U.S. that probably I've met once. She knocked on the door. She came to take me out to meet my nephew for the first time, to cut me a cake for my birthday. And I had just turned 14. And I was in the bedroom hearing my uncle, and my uncle was well off at that point. I mean, he sold his medallion in New York. He moved to Florida to retire, and he had a 13-year-old daughter, so he was well off. And I could hear, I'm excited to meet my nephew. I'm excited to meet my sister. My father had her when he was younger. And I could hear the conversation. My uncle said, well, take her because I don't want to take care of somebody else's child. Although he had made the decision for me to come, but he changed his mind. So I want to tell you that in this business, people will change their mind. But just because somebody chooses to change their mind, that's not going to change your outcome in life. You must continue to press on. So my sister said, well, I'm a single mother. I'm in nursing school. You know, I'm on food stamp. I don't know how I'm going to take care of her, but the way I'm taking care of my son, which is my nephew, I guess we'll figure it out. So I lived with my sister for 2 years. At the age of 16, you know, I graduated high school. And when I left high school, I had a scholarship. I went to school. They told me they would not honor it because I was an out-of-state student. So I was forced to what? To get a job. And not just one, not just two. You know, I worked on the weekend as a telemarketer. So you have all those things that happens to your spirit, you know, from abandonment, from not having your family, from, you know, people not believing in you, from not even knowing the language of English, having to learn a new language and new culture. Culture shock. So all those things, but yet I was just grateful to be alive. So that sense of gratitude, I always had it, no matter what. So when I graduated high school at 16, I worked for a mortgage company. I worked for a mortgage company, and, you know, someone there said, Max, there is a gentleman I want you to see. We are going this weekend to see him. His name is Anthony Robbins. And that absolutely changed my life. I saved every penny. You know, $500, that was a lot of money at the time for me, because not only I'm taking care of myself, I also have my mother and my sister in Haiti, you know, and I had all bills, like an adult at that point, you know. So I said, okay, I'm going to go see Anthony Robbins, which I did. And I remember living there thinking, you know what, I'm going to change my life. But something had to happen for me to make that decision. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. But I also believed that no matter what was going on in my life, that I had the potential, no matter what has happened in my past, I had the potential to rise above all of that. So you too have that potential. So here's what I want you to do today. I want you to turn to your partner next to you and say, no one is coming to save you. Ha! You guys are laughing. No one is coming to save you. And the reason why I say that no one is coming to save you is simply because there has to be a point where you get up and you say, you know what? I am in charge of my own destiny. Until you do that, you're not going to function within your full potential. Because we have this rescue mentality. This rescue fantasy.